This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. It is great to have you on. I've got an amazing show. My playlist number one is just killing today. I've got current and new music by artists like Alamok, Tyla, Yo Maps, Veronica Adane, plus America's Billboard Hot 100 number one hit this week. Then at the bottom of the hour, American University student Laura Coryell plays Drop the Needle. And then we're going to hear from two female artists. Kenyan all-star journalist Bill Odidi introduces the blind senator and singer-songwriter Crystal Asige. She has released a new single called Tattoo. You will hear all about that and more. And then I present a recent conversation with Ethiopian-American singer-songwriter, actor, and former White House writer, Wayna. She is releasing her fourth album coming up May 17th, so we talk about that. She sings for us, and we just have fun. So stay tuned all hour long. Don't go anywhere. And we're starting out in Lomé, Togo with Alamok. She is probably my favorite Togolese singer up to date. This song is called C'est le moment. That's French for it is the time to celebrate. And listen, shout out to 102.3 FM in Lomé, Togo. Let's get this party started. Heather Maxwell, you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Next up, Tyla. This is her new self-titled album. The song is called Art, A-R-T. Let me be your art.
Ain't this what you came to see? Let me be your muse. I'll inspire you in ways you won't believe. 50 shades and hues, tailor-made for you. I'll be your peace.
shut the gallery. Can you handle me carefully? I'll be yours to keep. I'm your centerpiece, make the canvas speak. When you draw me in, look at what you started. Go with your hands, can you paint my body? Go ahead and brush up on me. Baby, when you want it, sign it, dot it.
Your A-R-T. I like that. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. That was Tyla with Art. Now we're moving to Zambia with a song by Yo Maps featuring Tegrin. It is a 2023 single. It's called Somone. And you know what? He doesn't sing in English, but I just have to tell you what he's singing because it's cool. And people are really loving his message. Somone means, or Zomone, I think. You should come see me. And here's what he's singing in English. She said no permanent. She didn't want a permanent man. And said, I want a foreign guy with Benzes and mansions. Educated and classy. But what's up now? Are you guys married? I heard you're living in a shanty. Otherwise, God is taking care of me. Now married and having kids. Rumor has it your guy is a crook. Sorry. How do you feel, though, when you see me on your TV screen? You chose a guy with a TV but no brains. You only saw a smoker in me, but someone else who knew me better got me. You should come and see me. Zomone.
Yeah. I didn't know permanent.
Permanent.
Zafona mamuna wa permanent.
Permanent.
I didn't know mamuna wa jizungu. Wa ma benzina ma mansion. Alina chuma na kasivi. Opuzila na kakasi. Hapa muna kwa tila na so chiribwa. Nivela mabwela kukomboni. Na ine mulungu anisunga. Nina kwa tila na tuwana. Nina vela kutivi na sila. Mamuna wako ni mambala. Zorio, zorio.
Wamanga bwanji manyumbaya. Baby, hold on. Mukazi wa mchosa kuti owa mawyo. Yeja benzi ni nagola. Manjoni ni namanga.
na gazivi ni na panga.
Zomone by Yo Mops and featuring Tay Grin from Zambia. And for all of you listening in Zambia right now in Lusaka on 101.7 FM, big ups to you and your Yo Mops. All right, guys, we are moving on to West Africa with the one and only Oumou Sangaré. This is a song called Wasalu Dong, which means dance from Wasalu, which is the region she's from in southwestern Mali. It comes off of her 2022 album called Timbuktu. Let's go.
Solo nadie. Hello everybody, my name is Papillon Musa from Kenya and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on VOA.
This is Music Time in Africa's Billboard Breakdown, bringing you America's current chart toppers from the Billboard's Top 100 list.
All right. Hey, guys. Number one song of the week is Lose Control by Teddy Swims.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? I'm losing control when you're not next to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. Problem is, I want your body like a feeling like a bad habit. It's hard to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon black magic when it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict. And I need some relief. My skin and your teeth can't see the forest through the trees. Got me down.
That was awesome. Teddy Swims with the Lose Control. This is Music Time in Africa. Now to Nigeria. Here's Crayon and Iris Star with Ngozi.
Can't feel love taking over. On a good day, I be loner. See what you make me discover. Kelly, don't change my persona. The revelation is in order. All the pressure I've been under. Why I call you Ngozi? God don't bless me, Ngozi. No deserve this kind of loving. The loving way you show me. Private lounge in Umpai with expensive room service. No one make me do like this. Girl, I got you, no worries. No worries, ah. It do me wow, wow. Scatter my intana. Craving on salo. No killing me kitana. Check a love is wow. My protection is in lala. Every no disallow. No killing me kitana. It do me wow, wow, wow. Start a my intana. Craving on salo. No killing me kitana. Check a love is wow, wow.
Everything you put for this, your dollar. Got my heart and my soul on love. And I wanna go crazy with you. Through the night till the sun come on. Let's do it all for love. There's nothing for any quarrel. I never wanna lose this. To you I belong. This must be love.
Did they do me wow, wow. Satama intana. Baby, on insala. Kili mi kitana. Check a love is
everything you do me, I like. My best friend, the love of my life. I know fit day without. I be you won't make it bad.
You so want to hold on to. Girl, you know fear I did for you. I go run the matter for me and you. Make I be the reason you believe in true love.
Why I call you Ngozi? God don't bless me, Ngozi. No deserve this kind loving. The loving way you show me. Private lounge in Empire. With expensive room service. They won't make me do like this. Girl, I got you, no worries. No worries,
I. They do me wow, wow. Satama intana. Craving on sala. No killing me kitana. Check a love is wow. My protection is in lala. Every no disala. No killing me kitana.
Yes, that was Ngozi by Crayon and Iris Star. Hello, everyone. How are you all doing? I hope you are enjoying the music so far. I've got two more songs for you. One is from Ethiopia, the next one from Egypt. And then we are going to go in the second half of the show, which is Drop the Needle, a feature with Crystal Asige by Bill Odidi, and an in-studio conversation and live music performance with me and Wayna. But for now, let's get to Ethiopia. Here's Enaine by Veronica Adani. All right, that was Veronica Adana from Ethiopia. And now to Egypt. Here's Ahmed Sheba with a song called Inta Hadda Khater. You are dangerous. Sheba, it is time for the back half of the hour. Let's get to it. Laura, are you ready to play Drop the Needle?
Yes, I am.
All right, here's number one.
Adore, adore.
Okay, I think this is the one that has a really long name.
Yes.
Okay,
I'll help you. I'll give you a lifeline. It's Kwanu.
Kwanu. Yeah. Uh-huh. There we go.
Now, can you tell me who it is by or and where they're from? Name of the singer.
I believe the artist is Keturah.
Yes.
But I'm not sure where they're from.
All right. Well, that's good enough. She's from Malawi.
Oh, okay.
In southern Africa. Okay, good job. All right, here's number two. All right.
Okay, Okay, this one, I believe it's Loke Tyrannix.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, from what country?
Country.
Or the name of the singer?
The singer, I might know. The singer, I think it starts with D. Mm-hmm.
Dana. So let me ask you this. Have you listened to African music before you had this assignment?
Very little, quite frankly.
Okay.
Very.
So it's all new to you?
Yes, all the rhythms, all the things.
Yeah.
Are very new to me.
What about the African geography? Like, do you know where Malawi is on the map? Or this song, by the way, the one you just heard is from Senegal. So do you know where Senegal is?
No, Africa's maybe one of the continents that I'm not very good at.
Wow. So you're learning it first through music?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I think I've learned more about Africa through music than any other thing.
Oh, that's cool. All right, well, here's number three. All right, that's an older song, but it's very famous Africa-wide. So is the singer. Can you tell me anything about the song?
Okay, so I do know that the singer is Brenda Fassi.
Yep, Fassi.
Fassi, sorry. And okay. Then I only remember the first part of the song. I think it's Dilu, and then... I don't think I can remember the first part.
You're doing good. Yeah, you're right. It's called Vulindlela, and she is from South Africa.
Yeah.
Wow, Laura, you did great.
Awesome. I do enjoy music, so it was a lot of fun.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for playing.
Thank you so much.
All right, that concludes Drop the Needle. And now we are going to Kenya with Bill Odidi reporting. Hey, Bill.
Thank you so much, Heather. Greetings from me, Bill Odidi from Nairobi. Now, it's not often that we hear from a singer-songwriter who's also a legislator and an activist, but those are the different hats worn by Kenya's Crystal Asige. Crystal, who lost her eyesight as a teenager due to glaucoma, was formerly a member of the group Soul Generation. You remember we interviewed them on this show, must be 3, maybe 4 years ago. They were produced by the Kenyan band Sauti Soul. They had a tremendous single called Extravaganza. So she left the group and returned to her solo career, and after the 2022 general elections, she was nominated as a senator in the Kenyan parliament. Crystal is currently raising her voice as a senator and as an artist against the rampant cases of gender-based violence. She'll tell us a lot more about that and how she's connecting the different platforms that she now occupies.
If you chose me to, just to be with you, you met the right one, not the wrong is you.
My name is Senator Crystal Asige. I am a musician first, and now I am a member of parliament as well in the Senate of Kenya. I started singing when I was like 3 years old. My mom tells me the story of how I used to come back from nursery school, and instead of telling her about the bad things that have happened, instead of talking to her about the bullies, I would sing the story to her. And that's when she discovered, like, hey, this girl of mine, she has some sort of unique talent of putting emotions together with music to express herself.
I wish you would have listened. This thing would have turned different if you would have listened. And I wish you would have listened. We would be somewhat different.
I was always looking for an artist who had disability and also was a musician, because I really wanted to be able to see that kind of person excel, to know that it's possible for me. The first ones you think of are Stevie Wonder, Andrea Bocelli. He's an opera singer. He's from Italy, who also has my same condition, my eye condition. And looking at them, I was like, wow. But then when you look into Kenya, there were fewer than the international ones, is what I'm saying. So I've always wanted to make sure that I'm the person, or I become the person that I wish that I had. I, in Senate, raised a motion of adjournment to talk about the issues of femicide that are happening in the country. And I questioned and I challenged the executive and police authorities about what they're doing to eradicate the killings and the barbaric execution of women. Then I decided to take it a step further and say, you know what, it's not enough to speak about it in Senate. I want to also create something that will live and transcend this sector of politics. And that's when I decided to go in studio with my producer and produce the song Tattoo. How can you turn a bad situation like cuts and bruises into something that's empowering, that you can tell a story that will motivate somebody else in future? And I thought about this thing called tattoos. Of course, many people, you know, use tattoos to express themselves, right? If you have a scar, why don't you draw a tattoo around it? Make it a flower. Make it something that's memorable and beautiful so that you can remove the pain of that scar and turn it into a story that people will look at your tattoo and say, the thing is so beautiful. Like, wow, you've really expressed yourself with that tattoo.
Skin that shines like that.
Wonderful Crystal Sige, singer-songwriter and nominated senator in the Kenyan parliament. Her new single is called Tattoo, and she's using that to help raise awareness among victims of gender-based violence in Kenya, following a dramatic rise in the number of such reported cases in the last few months. Search is the power of music. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi. Let's hand you right back to Heather for much more on this week's Music Time in Africa.
Thank you, Bill. Now, back in Washington, right in my studio office, here's Wayna and me. Wayna.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so what is your full name, first of all?
It's Wayna Mraf Wondosen.
Ah, Wondosen.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's beautiful. You said it right.
Thank you. Well, we have a few Ethiopians around here in D.C., as you know.
A few, like 300,000.
I know. And inside VOA, actually quite a few. Uh-huh. It's true, though, that Washington, D.C. is actually the second largest city
outside of the community
of Ethiopians. What's the first largest community? It is the largest community of Ethiopians outside of Ethiopia.
Yeah, for sure, without
it's
a
amazing.
Doubt. And what's crazy is when we first came here, it was like, I don't know, maybe like 400 or something. I
mean, oh my
goodness. I remember.
What, you and your family?
Yeah, I remember when we first came that yeah. I was the only Ethiopian girl in my school, and then maybe one or two others as I got older.
And now you have kids of your own, and now do they have a lot of friends that are Ethiopian?
They do have a lot of Ethiopian friends, and now there are Ethiopian student associations all across the country and at every college, and it's a thriving community.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about you now. So you're a singer, you're an actor. You used to be a writer for the White House when you went to college here, right, and graduated with a bachelor's in, what was it, writing?
Yes, English and speech communication.
English, very good. So that's why you were in the White House.
Yes.
But you told me earlier, and I'll just tell all of you listening, we just came from a TV spot on Africa 54. You should check that out.
Yes.
But you told me then, Wayna, that you wanted to go into music because you realized that you could offer something unique from doing that, and you really had more passion, is that right?
Yes.
For music and acting.
Yes, and I think everyone has that. Everyone has that thing that is their special contribution to society. And when you're in alignment with that thing, then everything works better. Everything buzzes. Yes.
So tell me, which one do you like better?
You mean
acting or singing?
Oh, definitely music. I mean, acting is a recent thing that I've been
doing. But you're so good.
Really? Okay.
So you did, was it just one episode of The Housewives of Zamunda?
Yes. So I wrote that over the pandemic. I was just so like stir crazy trying to do something to make myself laugh. It was so intense.
So you wrote it?
I did. And I it was the first script I ever wrote. I just said,
it's hilarious. Guys, listen, you've got to watch it. Get on Wayna's Instagram or her Facebook.
Yes.
It's wayna music.com. You'll see it right away. She is so hilarious in The Housewives of Zamunda.
My crazy side. Yeah.
Tell everybody what it is about.
So it's about four crazy housewives in Africa. And it's in the fictional country of Zamunda because, you know, we all, that's that way we don't subscribe to any one country, but we all have so much in common. We're all kooky in our own ways. And there's a housewife who's a crazy, you know, sort of obsessed housewife, former singer who I play. Mm-hmm. And then there's a gold digger. There's a an activist from America who came to Africa to follow her revolutionary husband. And then there's a PhD who's kind of an intellectual snob. So it sort of fits into every paradigm of African woman that, you know, maybe mm-hmm. takes herself a little too seriously, and mm-hmm. we just have to laugh at ourselves.
Well, let's take a listen to just a little sample.
Okay. You loved Coming to America, and you loved The Real Housewives of Atlanta. In 2021, we're taking the drama back to where it all began. In The Housewives of Zamunda.
So how excited are you to be joining the cast of The Housewives of Zamunda?
I'm so excited. I know some people have been wondering what I've been up to since my last album.
No one cares that Layla hasn't been putting out any music since she's had a family. Yeah, she did get that Grammy nomination once. And so what? Janelle Monáe, she got a Grammy nomination the same year and category as Layla. She's a huge star.
Amaka tells me that you know Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, I met her. I mean, we were two underground artists at the time, going up against each other for our first Grammy nod. Of course, now she's a huge star. And I make these star-shaped sandwiches. I'm so happy for her.
You do not need anybody to make you successful. The world is a jungle out there, and the lion is king. You see, my father had one goat, and the milk and manure we got from it sometimes was all we had. For Christmas, I wanted a speak and spell. I got goat cheese. Look at me now. I have a PhD. I am raising my daughter, Ade, the same way. Look at her schedule. Monday, she has violin. Tuesday, she has Kumon. Wednesday, she has the Young Diplomats of Zamunda. On Thursday, she has the British Etiquette. Friday, she has the Girl Scouts of Zamunda. And Saturday, she has soccer.
All right. Hey, guys, that was an excerpt of The Housewives of Zamunda, written and partly acted as the role of Layla by Wayna, who is my guest right now. She's sitting here with me in the studio. Now, Wayna, you also acted in some other things. What were they?
I was in a short film called The Other Side that mm-hmm. was shot in Ethiopia about the life of two orphan boys.
Okay.
And I was in another short film called Here that was shot in New York City about a girl who stands up to cultural bias in okay. the U.S. American system.
Well, she's just fabulous. But you are also a singer, and now you're, yes. you're saying that that's really...
That's my heart of
that's
hearts.
Your heart of hearts.
Yeah, for sure.
Before we talk about your fourth album, it is about to be released.
Yes.
And you're going to have a release party here on May 17th in Washington, D.C.
In D.C.
Can we hear you sing to this sample?
I would love that. This is called I Won't Answer, and it's the title track for the short film Here.
Slipping from the tongue, an identity undone, a label they call me in vain, mispronounced or minimized to abbreviate my pride, but I won't answer to that name, 'cause I'm here, and when fear tries to define me, it reminds me I'm here. No, it isn't all the same. There's only one I'll ever claim, and I won't answer to that name. No, I won't answer to that name. They may squint and scrutinize, ooh, the me in their eyes, but I know from where I came. But as long as I'm alive, I'll hold my head up high, and I'll live up to my name. To define me, my name, it reminds me I'm here. No, it isn't all the same. There's only one I'll ever claim, and I won't answer to that name. No, I won't answer to that name. No, I won't answer to Wanda. I won't answer to Wendy, Wilhelmina, Winona, Wakanda Forever. I only answer to what my mother and auntie did in a Kala Shamanu named me. I only answer to
that was simply stunning. You know what I was thinking?
Hmm.
Billie Holiday.
Yeah, Billie is my shiro. Yeah.
I can tell.
Yeah, I love her so much.
I love her too.
Yeah.
Tell me and the listeners about what's coming up, what the name of your album is. It's your fourth one. Are you thinking about another Grammy? By the way, everyone, she was a Grammy nominee back, when was that?
In 2009, on my sophomore album.
Wow, that was a while ago. So yeah, it's time.
Right?
Yeah.
It's time.
It is time.
It's funny, when I talk about the Grammy nod, it doesn't feel like it was so long ago because it's so close to my heart, because it was such a miracle, because I'm a completely independent artist. I remember my manager at the time saying, Christmas is not coming early. Don't even try for this, essentially. And I still submitted it and it happened. So it's so special to me that it feels close still, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I have to also remind myself, somebody posted the other day, they said, everything that you've accomplished in the past was practice. Mm. And you just have to let it go and think of it as preparation for right now. So that's how I think about it now. It's like, okay, that was good practice.
Right.
Now I'm ready for the...
Well, so what is your album like? Is it all like what we just heard?
It's actually not. It's a blend of soul, R&B, and African influences. I'm working with this amazing producer named Chariz Marcel, who did some work with Jidenna. So he's got this sort of African hip-hop vibe going on. It's all originals, and it's very, you know, storyteller-driven. I really like to tell stories in my lyrics, so they're empowerment songs. There are stories about heartbreak. There's a song I just recorded in Philly called Oxygen Mask, which is about how you have to take care of yourself first.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. So the song you just did was from the movie.
Yes.
Did you write that song too?
I did, yeah.
You have a music video that goes with that.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so that is called I Will Not Answer to This Name.
I Won't Answer,
I Won't Answer by Wayna. So guys, get on YouTube and or Vivo and check that out.
Yes,
Do you have any other samples that we can listen to of the upcoming album?
Yes, I have a song called Good on Paper that we just finished mixing, and a video for that will be dropping soon.
Okay, let's watch that and we will wrap up at the other end of the song.
Hello. Oh, yes, Sunny, it's true. They revoked his visa. I know. Who gets deported to the United States? I don't know, some problem with his medical degree. I'm looking at it right now. It says Internet Doctor of Medicine from Hillman College. Hillman! I don't know, somewhere in America.
Want, they say, a doctor for fiance.
Oh, yeah.
Swore he'd be back one day and take me to the USA.
Oh, yeah.
Where we'll have such fun.
Oh, yeah.
Watching our three kids run.
Yeah.
Until that day comes, send him a Western Union.
But you
deserve the fairy tale too.
Yeah,
that fairy tale starring you.
You deserve it.
You deserve it, baby.
Your name, so what? Your father never knew my name. Do you want a baby with dimples?
She used to getting guys just better than average. Cute, but not too much to manage. She messed up once, but she looked past it. Why? He looked like Lenny Kravitz. Yeah, I might have got carried away when he asked me out for my birthday. Didn't really seem like a first date, but he smiled. I said yes anyway. All dressed up in new braids. 2 hours, damn, he late. I stare out the front gate, blow out a candle and say, you deserve to be with that boo. That fairy tale story. You deserve it, baby, you do. Even Cinderella didn't lose both shoes.
But how come he don't brush them feet?
He got swag, he got big feet.
He got four baby mamas, see.
He come from a good family. His mama keep reminding me.
Life's like a pottery barn catalog. Life's like a pottery barn catalog.
All right, wow, that was great. I can't wait to hear the rest of this album. It drops May 17th.
Yes.
That is the release party. It's going to be here in Washington, D.C. at the legendary Blues Alley Club. Two shows, one at 7, one at 9. If you happen to be listening and you're in Washington, D.C. or in the area, or for those of you in Ethiopia who have family here, which you probably all do, and they don't know already,
tell them
to come.
Tell them to come. We had a line around the block the last time we were at Blues Alley, so make sure you get your tickets early.
Uh-huh.
They're available now, and stay in touch over social media, Wayna Music.
Okay.
Thank you, Heather. You're dope. You're amazing. You're my new homie.
And with that, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to have you back here next week. Also, a big thank you to Wayna and also to Bill Odidi and Crystal Asige. Make sure to listen to their music and follow them on social media, these artists. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and on select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.